Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, November 20th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you?
I'm doing just fantastic.
Me too. Looking forward to Thanksgiving, and I got a nice buck yesterday out hunting, so I'm doing good.
Well, that's fantastic.
Fantastic. That's a big word, I understand.
It's just been one of those days. A lot of talking today. And also, happy anniversary, the listeners. They have to know that it's your 47th anniversary.
Yes, it is.
And
I want you to know that I still sleep with my first wife.
That's fantastic.
There you go. I need to get it sooner or later. Yeah, I am blessed. I really am. There are times I question that statement, but overall, I'm very blessed. I have no complaints. I love Thanksgiving because that's my favorite holiday of the year, because I really have a lot to be thankful for, Melody. I'm sitting in a warm room talking to you, your dear friend, sharing ideas with people that are also part of the family. And, you know, I have no reason to complain. Our nation's going to hell in a handbasket. Everything's falling apart, sincerely falling apart, spiritually, mentally, and physically. But I'm blessed. Christ is still my Savior.
Absolutely. Amen on that one. And we had the Dow, though, plunging more than 500 points today.
Wow.
Races all kinds of gains for 2018. So let's go ahead and get to these market reports today. Gold was experiencing pressure, but I do expect that to turn around here. Gold 260 to the downside at 1,222. And I'll give you my opinion on why we're seeing this. Silver's down 12 cents at $14.39. Platinum was down 11 at 845. Palladium was down 22 at 1140. The USDX today was stronger, 0.64 at 96.81. And, of course, I think that's the big reason why there was a little bit of pressure on gold. And you think, well, if the stock market is down 600 points, then why is the dollar stronger? It's because you have a lot of people immediately going into the bonds, into treasuries, and that'll show strength in the U.S. dollar. But they do it temporarily. They do it because it's a fast and easy way to move tons of money. You know, it's just a couple clicks and so forth, and they got it done. With gold, it takes a little bit longer. So this is the first, you know, when I see this in times when the stock market is down 600 points, it's just a matter of days until gold reverses itself. And this is a tremendous buying opportunity, because I think gold will continue to rise higher. Plus, we get through the holidays. You have the G20 meeting starting today. You got Thanksgiving. You have light trading. So a lot of the news that's pushing these markets lower really is probably being a little bit ignored. And then when we come back December 7th, you have the government is only funded until the 7th. So therefore, again, we're going to have to start talking about what some of these real economic numbers mean. And going forward, we talked yesterday about Goldman Sachs saying, hey, you know, by the end of next year, you're probably looking at about 1.5 GDP. growth. That's how much they see our economy slowing down. Even Jim Cramer is talking about, everybody's telling him, all of his little buddies from all these multinational corporations are saying, hey, you know, this thing isn't going to continue. You know, the tax cuts had that immediate knee-jerk reaction to the markets, and just like Reagan's tax cuts, they lasted a year and a half. And then Reagan went into 123% increase in the debt. So if we expect 123% in our debt already at this level, folks, this isn't going to stay together. The crude oil took a tremendous tumble, 3.84%, $53.36. And it makes me question, this is my own conspiracy theory, Butch, makes me question, we had President Trump come out today saying he's basically standing behind the Saudis, and he's not going to condemn them for what they did to Khashoggi. And so it makes you wonder if this, with the crude oil dropping as much as it did and up recently, if that didn't have something to do with it. Because
is everybody convinced they did it? I don't doubt they did, but I just wonder, is everybody convinced that they really did do that?
Well, hey, our CIA came out and said that they did, so you have to believe
CIA. Oh, you can trust CIA and FBI and all them.
You can trust the CIA. I don't know. You know, I mean, you know, Trump said that he hasn't listened to the tapes that everyone is trading around, but I guess there is a question. However, but still not even condemning whether it, if the thing did happen.
Right.
I mean, so, you know, we all know high oil prices is bad for our economy.
True.
And, you know, they were rising too high. And even President Trump had said, you know, you guys got to lower the price. So, I mean, there's a lot of things in there. And I said that was my own conspiracy theory, you know. And it's he didn't have to make any statement at all. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this Khashoggi thing is old news.
Yeah.
I mean, it really doesn't even matter, you know. But for him to even bring it up and to make a statement, it's kind of like, you know. So there are a lot of things going on. And again, as I mentioned, that's my own conspiracy theory, and I am allowed to have one or two of my own.
But
it's
not—it's
just coincidence, you know. It depends on whether you believe in coincidences or not. The Dow was down 551 points at 24,465. At one point, it was down 600. The NASDAQ was down 120 points at 6,908. The S&P was down 48 at 2,641. 10-year yield, 3.05%. And we've seen that big drop since last week. I mentioned it yesterday. Last week it was 3.25%, and now it's 3.05%. So, you know, a big drop in that. European markets, you had Japan down over 1%. Hong Kong was down over 2%. Germany was down 1.5%. And Bitcoin down almost 14% today. Yesterday it was down 12%. 4,145, and we can talk a little bit about that. It's interesting, you know, Butch, everybody was, you know, when Bitcoin was going up to 20,000, everybody was saying, oh, Bitcoin's going to replace gold. Bitcoin has all this value.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That. Well, you know what? Now you hear, well, there really is no value there. It's just
duh.
A bunch of...
Isn't that amazing? Duh.
I know. You know, so now all of a sudden the tune has changed. And so the headlines are not good. And it's interesting because there was one analyst who said that they told Reuters that there was not a panic low in the U.S. stocks and they are still too expensive. And this is what I've been telling folks. I said, you know, you might see a little bit of fear, but we're a far cry away from any type of panic. And the person who said that is Double Lines Capital CEO Jeffrey Gundlach. He says the U.S. equities did not have a panic low and that even with the most recent sell-off are still too expensive. So ladies and gentlemen, you know what's coming. And there's so many reports. You have retails, the reasons the markets were down. This is what you get from Wall Street. The S&P hit a three-week low. We saw the energy prices drop that we talked about. And retailers, including Target and Kohl's, sank after weak earnings and forecasts. Target core shares slumped 9.5% after third quarter profit missed analyst estimates. The company's investments in its online business, higher wages and price cuts hurt margins. Hello, it was only October 4th that Target came out and said, "Hey, we're going to hire 120,000 seasonal hirees. This is a 20% increase over last year," and everybody thought this was fantastic. There, you know, everything was going along great, and you know, here we are today. They just shed almost 10% after the third quarter profits missed. Same thing with Kohl's; they shed almost 8% after its full year profit forecast fell below expectations. There's been warnings from retailers that should add some caution for everyone. I mean, we tell you these numbers daily, weekly, and it's just another sign in, you know, the scheme of things that tells you that things just aren't as good as you're told that they are. You had Apple. Apple, they fell almost 5% as concerns lingered over the slowing demand for iPhones. We talked about this earlier. And I think the tech stocks lost in the market over $1 trillion. So you don't lose $1 trillion in these markets or $2 trillion in these markets and not have some pressure on the system. And you know, they don't talk about the ones that go belly up, you know, because they weren't able to, you know, cover these losses. And, you know, because no big one has been lost as yet. And I just wanted to mention to go back to Bitcoin. This is the lowest this year, over 25% in a week. Today's Tuesday. It's only 2 days. It's lost 25%, and I mean, you know, they Bitcoin sunk about 4,300 back almost a little over a year ago, and everybody was waiting for a breakout. Well, they got their breakout, but not to the upside, but you know, to the downside. So, ladies and gentlemen, the only money out there, the only thing that has real value in the world that we live in today, is gold and silver.
That's exactly right. That's the only thing that maintains some value. Anything else falls to nothing. You're covering a lot of headlines there, and I had a bunch of them here that kind of tie into them. I'm going to read the headlines and maybe discuss them in them with you. Apple enters bear market after second Goldman downgrade in 1 week. A sea of red. Global stocks plunge with tech shares in free fall. Deutsche Bank shares hit record low on massive money laundering fears. The market is killing us. European stocks crash to two-year lows. NASDAQ futures are crashing as Apple collapses. You mentioned the tech situation. They called FANG, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google. Lost $945 billion. This is where we are, and all these headlines coming from not just here but around the world, that the markets are having trouble all over the world. It's been running on air for a long, long time. The whole world has, Melody. Every economy in the world is running on fiat currency that I know of right now. Some may more or less back with something of value, but overall fiat currency, and it's collapsing.
It's collapsing. I mean, we could talk about all the credit markets. I mean, they're said to have the worst year since 2008. Yeah, we had this, and everybody was hoping for some sort of a late 2018 rally. But we're seeing with the rise in rates, and we're seeing, you know, like with Europe trying to, you know, cut back on their stimulus and their quantitative easing. They're trying to draw, and it's not working. And the central banks, you know, I doubt if these markets continue. I don't think they'll increase rates in December. I think they'll reverse it. I know I saw a headline earlier today that Trump came out and asked them, asked the Federal Reserve to lower rates. You know, and the thing of it is, with President Trump, he took credit, and there's some credit that's due, but he took credit on in an improving economy, but really wasn't based on fundamentals for the growth. True. It was based on, you know, throwing bad money into a system that was already bad. And his claim that it was everything that... Now, he's going to have to take the claim for the reverse side of it.
Well, and you notice that Trump is not quite as loudmouthed as he was before election. He got very quiet on a lot of things.
And I mean this in a good manner, because I know many, many of our listeners are 100% for Mr. Trump. And I get that and respect that. But I'll tell you what, I listened to a few of his interviews, and it kind of concerned me a little bit, because it didn't seem to be making a whole lot of sense.
You're right. He talked in circles quite a bit. And you do know he's withdrawing the troops from the border, right?
Yes, yes.
I mean, that was, I am convinced that was an election drive. That's all that was. It didn't work. So he's drawing them back. We'll cover a little bit later on about the caravan coming into Mexico. But this was an election ploy. It didn't work. Texas went blue in some sections for the first time in decades. It did not work, and Trump has kind of been told to take his hat and go home, and he has. His generals disobeyed him, flat out disobeyed him. Whether that's right or wrong, beside the point, he did. Federal judge said he can't stop the asylum seekers on the border. He's been handed his hat more than once now, and he's backing off and getting very silent on some issues right now. Very silent. I'm sorry about that, people. Yeah. Make you mad, I'm sorry. If I'm telling you a lie, you call and correct me, but I'm telling you the truth. Trump has been backed up a little bit. I don't say they did right, not at all. Generals must obey commander-in-chief, but they didn't. Well, and that's totally, that, to me, that's treason. But they didn't obey him. Whether, you know, we call it right or wrong or not, Trump has been told he can't do all these things he wants to do, and he's starting to shut up a little bit. Whether it's right or wrong is not the issue. That's what's happening.
Well, I'll tell you, I was just concerned about those interviews because he really didn't really make a lot of sense. You're right, he was just talking in circles. And I've seen him talk in circles before, but yet there was always a final... yeah, I talk right. in circles sometimes, but yet I always come down to that final conclusion. And he hadn't been doing that. So that's just something that I noticed.
Well,
but it
is a biggie. It's a biggie to almost send troops to the border and then withdraw them. No comments, nothing, just withdrew him. There's something really wrong here. There's something that's backing him down. Whether you agree or not makes no difference. It's happening. There's something going on here, Melody.
But what I don't understand is why doesn't he allow other people to talk for him? He has plenty of people to talk for him. He doesn't... I mean, ever since they took... what's her name? His press secretary.
Sanders. Yes, Sanders. Yes. I'm trying to think of her first name even. Anyway.
How old are you?
150.
Okay. I'm 100, so that's why we have a reason to forget. We have a reason to forget. And I forgot where I was going. But she's...
How about Sanders?
She speaks very well. And ever since they took her out of the limelight, I mean, she certainly does some press conferences, but he has filled in the void of all these press conferences. And it's just like, why? Why are you doing that? Let these other people speak for you. That's what they're there for. That's what they get paid for. And, you know, he looks extremely tired. And that's just my opinion. So my concern is his health. And my other concern is we're out of time for this first segment of the program, so we'll be right back right after these few short messages. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you give us a call and get your gold and silver at these low, low prices. You can't forget, this gold is, there's still a reason why gold is still money. There's still a reason why central banks hold it. There's still a reason why it's still listed on balance sheets as a Tier 1 asset. Basically, it's money, ladies and gentlemen. So what are you missing? You know, what are you missing if you can't figure out that you need to convert those fiat dollars into real money, real value? Does it really take the stock market to drop 50, 60, 70% for you to wake up? You know, it's fun to ride things up, but we've been telling you to sell high, buy low. And that's all that it's. That's how easy it is. Don't let these financial planners talk you out of it. And that's exactly what they do. They talk you out of it. It is your money. You're allowed to do with it as you please. Don't ever think that they can do your money better than you can.
That's right. That's right. They didn't earn it. You did. They didn't earn it. You earned it.
People who listen to this program, you probably are more in tune to what money is and the value of gold than anyone else in this country. So, you know, get it. Get your purchasing power protected. Give us a call at 800-375-4188. And yes, I mean, we're still looking at, we talk about the stock market being down, 600 points today, 500 points yesterday. I mean, it's still up there at 24,000. I get that. But the news is not good. The reports are not good. We've got debt that's not good. We got corporate debt with these high rates. That's why they're not going to raise rates. And I'll tell you what, if they raise rates in December, then I will know that they're out to get this administration, because they really shouldn't raise rates in December if the markets continue to fall apart like this. We have Larry Kudlow that's in there as Trump's financial advisor. I saw a headline today. He says, we're not heading into a recession. And then I pulled up an article about Kudlow, all the times that since he's been the President Trump's economic advisor, all the times he said things, and he was totally wrong. You can say he lied, or he was just wrong. I prefer that he lied, because then he had a reason. But if he's just wrong, that means he doesn't know what he's talking about. So, and he's saying, hey, everything is all great and everything, but yet, if you look at the numbers, it's totally opposite than
Melody,
what he's saying.
I gotta share this, and this is backing up 100%. U.S. This is unbelievable. A 6-year high on U.S. household debt. Now, this is not government debt. This is household debt. $13.5 trillion. That's only like 7,000 or 8,000 below the government debt. And $13.5 trillion in household debt. Melody, that's a staggering number. That's an unbelievable number. But it's a fact.
It really is.
It is not. Like, it's not as rosy as the news wants you to be. And even though we'll say some of the people's sales may be up in some areas, you mentioned Target and all, but and a lot of others, it is not happening. When the people of a nation, we'll say 300 million, and we'll say 150 million of those are adult, and that's probably stretching. Let's say they are. They're adult age. $13.5 trillion divided by 150 million is a lot of debt by each individual, is it not?
Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is.
So, no, it's not good. It's not good. And housing sales are slumping. Interest rates are starting to go up. It's not good. You know, we can stick our head in the sand and do what you want to do with it, but it isn't going to change the facts. It's the way it is.
Well, the hidden secret, what people don't understand, is how much these multinational corporations have been borrowing so heavily just to boost their dividend payments, their dividend yields, and but yet, you know, they boost their dividend yield payments, but yet the dividend yields are still near record lows. You know, the U.S. stock market's high valuation is one of the main reasons why dividend yields are so low. And the U.S. corporate debt bubble is going to burst with these tightening of monetary conditions.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, and including the rising interest rates. And it's the loose monetary conditions that what's created the bubble that we're in. But this is all in the back part of things that people don't see or understand.
And isn't it amazing that the loose monetary conditions is what's keeping it afloat up till now, but it's
yes.
adding more and more to the problem every day. So when it does burst, and it's going to burst, it's going to be unbelievably huge. It's going to rock the world. It truly
is. It is. And you're right. It's just not going to be here in the United States. It's global. But isn't that what the agenda was to begin with?
Absolutely.
Wasn't that the agenda to equalize the world? You know, to bring down our standard of living. And hey, if we look out our windows, we still have a pretty nice standard of living. I mean, how many TVs do most people have in their homes? How many cars do they have in their driveways? You know, how many people are traveling for the Thanksgiving Day weekend? So we still have a pretty nice standard of living, but what is it based on? It's based on debt. All of these things are not paid for. You don't owe them. You don't own them.
No, you don't. You truly don't.
So it's not a good, high standard quality of life. Not when you're working your buns off just to make the payments.
And not only that, Melody, even those people that worked hard to get out of debt are finding it hard to make a living because inflation is going up faster than what their earnings are.
Absolutely.
So this is just a fact. People, I'm telling the truth. You know I am. And I'm one of them. It's getting tighter for me every time I pay a bill. Power bills go up, groceries go up, phone bills go up. And I went to the grocery store last Friday with Marcia. I hate going to the grocery store because I despise seeing what to pay for a pack of cheese. I mean, Marcia does it. She's good at it. But it makes me so angry that I probably won't eat hardly anything because I hate spending that kind of money for something that's, you know, just going to be consumed in a few days. But that's the way it is. We just want to get over the idea that everything's going to turn around and go back down in price. It's not going to happen. It just can't happen. It's not going to happen. We have fiat currency, and prices must go up because the dollar is dropping in value every day. That's just the way it is. And there's no way around it. We're in it. We're not going to get out of it. It's not going to change. And people can hope against hope and vote for this and stand for that. It isn't going to change as long as they have fiat currency. It can't change. It won't change. Get over the fact that that it's not going to change. Just get over the idea that you don't want to hear it because it's the truth, and do what you want to with it.
You know, there's an interesting article. I didn't like the end of the article, the way he brought together, you know, made it political. He made the article political. But it was interesting. It's called America's Anxiety, and it was in The Week. It was written by Damon Linker. But part of it was kind of interesting before he took it politically. You know, then it was he made it Republicans' fault and Democrat. You know, it was stupid. However, but he talks about how the United States as a country is consumed by anxiety. And it's been going on for a very long time. And it's the vague mist of worry that always lurks in the background. And he says it flows through the day, the sense of creeping inadequacy that prompts you to work even harder. You work harder to keep up to the Joneses. You work harder to keep up with your friends, your acquaintances, and news online during almost every waking moment, and perhaps even crowding out some sleep, making it impossible to settle down or drive away the subtle sensation of insufficiency. So it was noted that the Americans were restless in the midst of their prosperity and freedom. existentially anxious that they would run out of time in their finite lives before getting a chance to enjoy all the good things available to them in the world of liberty and abundance. And it's kind of like says it all. Because it seems like that's where we're at.
We're
at each other's throats.
It is.
You know, and it's all, you know, you can't have prosperity and freedom with debt. But it is accepted that you can have prosperity and freedom with debt. But I think with the debt makes that anxiety even stronger.
But Melanie, people have mistaken the idea of debt and having this things they want as being prosperous.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea of paying cash for something today is almost unheard of. Nobody wants to wait that long anyway. But it's unheard of. You go in debt because that's how you prosper. And, you know, that's a fact.
They accepted it. They accepted
it. Yes, they have.
I'm not condoning that it is, but the people have accepted that debt is prosperity, and
absolutely,
it isn't. And this is, and when you accept that idea, then it's almost kind of like you have to turn to the government and you have to accept any of the BS that they give you just to support what you believe. And, you know, and again, that creates more anxiety. And, you know, we see each other at throats, the families, you know, that the yesterday in Chicago was a shooting with a, you know, it was a fan, you know, a
fiance
shooting.
Yeah.
You know? You hear all these
All these things. I mean, oh gosh, how do you put it? A nation that's sinful anyway, and America certainly is, and has no real hope in itself, and keeps turning to money or whatever things to make them happy, it leads this kind of unrest and chaos. You know that.
Yes.
It does. It really does. Can I share a little bit of good news real quickly here? I think it's good news. This, I think, is pretty good. This is, I read this article part. I didn't get it all here. I'm going to read part of it. Now, this is wonderful news if it's true and it works. British scientists developed genetically modified virus that kills cancer cells and destroys their hiding places. The virus targets both cancer cells and healthy cells that are tricked into protecting the cancer from the immune system. A genetically modified virus that kills cancer cells and destroys their hiding places has been developed by British scientists. It targets both cancer cells. I didn't read that. Anyway, the role of the fibroblast is to hold different types of organs together, but they can get hijacked by cancer cells to become cancer-associated fibroblasts, or CAFs. These are then known to help tumors grow, spread, and evade therapy. The virus developed by Oxford University scientists attacks carcinomas, which are the most common type of cancer. Currently, any therapy that killed the tricked fibro cells may also kill fibroblasts throughout the body, for example, in the bone marrow and skin, causing toxicity. The virus attacks carcinomas, which are the most common type of cancer. So researchers used a virus called, I'm not going to try to pronounce this, it's a long word, which is already in clinical trials for treating carcinomas. It's been bred to infect only cancer cells, leaving healthy cells alone. If this is real and it's actually out there, Melody, that is wonderful news, is it not?
It is.
It truly is. I mean, all of us have known family members and friends who passed away young with cancer, have we not?
That's true. We have. And
did you know Doc Marquis?
I don't think I have, dude.
Well, he was a used to be an Illuminati. He was exposing him for years. He just passed away this morning at 3:30 this morning with his brain cancer. And he was probably in his 60s. So he wasn't an old man, but it happens. Now, back to some different news, but I think it's revealing news. Last week, I mentioned to you about the five major cities in the country that caused most murders in the country. I mean, you know, I told you we were number three in murders.
Mm-hmm,
if these
mm-hmm.
five cities are going, we'd be 193rd out of 193. I want to just tell you, these figures are from 2009 to 2013. I have some here for 2015 also. But the number of deaths caused by knives or cutting instruments, blunt instruments like hammers or clubs or whatever, and personal weapons like fists and feet. The number of deaths in those years, from murders, I should say, 1,473. I mean, 14,000. I'm sorry, 14,733 murders were done by those three methods. No guns involved, fists, knives, a stick, or whatever. for rifles, which everybody's trying to outlaw. All these mean rifles, we know, they're attack rifles, they're assault weapons. All those years, compared to almost 15,000 killed by other means, 1,600 were killed with rifles or shotguns. Should we outlaw knives, fists, and hammers, too? You get my point?
I do.
I mean, this is amazing. And in 2015, 1,573 people were killed, stabbed. Just stabbed to death. 1,573 were stabbed in this country in 2016. I'm sorry. As of September 26, 2016. And the number killed with all shotguns, rifles, I think combined was 548. There's a big difference there. And everybody's crying for, of course, that's part of the plan, to cry for gun control. But nonetheless, there's the facts the way it is. And who cares, right?
Well, you know, it kind of makes me wonder, you know, what some of these, you know, and I know they do good, and, you know, you can argue whether they're, you know, how political they are and so forth, but, you know, with the NRA and so forth, it's like, why don't they, all the money that they spend, why don't they spend that money on a program of education that's readily available, and to produce these numbers and to counteract what some of these, you know, Democrats or those against, I shouldn't say, you know, Democrats, because there's some Republicans that probably like some gun control too. So those who want gun control and so forth, to offset what they're saying. It's, you know, instead they're just out there, I don't know, it just doesn't make sense sometimes on,
well, I would, you know, like to, how, you're right. I like to see that done on TV and radio, and I'm sure it is to a certain extent. But I'm afraid that to get it in place like public schools would be almost impossible. They wouldn't take it. Even though
perhaps schools is not the place for the education. You have to educate the parents.
Well, that's true.
You know, parents listen to the radio and to television and so forth.
I agree with that, too. But the children are the next generation. But that's what you mean. I really do. I don't know. That's a good point.
Schools have to be revamped. I mean, not just, you know, for education. You know, the whole thing needs to be. So I don't know. I always question, you know, and even like some of the people that they interview that are always on the conservative and so forth, they're always, you know, wild-eyed, crazy kind of, you know, or they're just over the board. I don't understand that. Why don't they, you know, bring up those of, you know, it's...
People like me and you. People like me and you.
Yes, like us.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
And we're heading into a break. I'm glad we can be here. So we'll be heading into a break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We'll be here tomorrow for a program. Wendy Wilson will be joining us at the first segment of the program, and we'll finish the hour out bringing you an update. I'm not sure if the markets close early tomorrow or not, but we'll be here regardless. Thursday, we will be closed. And there will be no radio program. And Friday, there will be no radio program. We're going to, unless something major happens, which I kind of think there might be something major happening on Friday. So,
what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Tell me what you mean.
With the stock markets.
Like what,
the markets
what
are going to be closed. Well, I don't know. They, you know, we've had two big days in a row, so they could. They're going to bring the market back tomorrow. Most likely, the Dow is going to close up tomorrow. You know, they're not going to let the market drop another 500 points heading into Thanksgiving. So they will, you know, whether it be 20 points, 10 points, or maybe it'll be 10 points down, but it's not going to be a big day like we've seen in the past couple of days on the stock market.
But Friday's Black Friday. It's got to be good.
Friday, and they might pull it through too. They might be able to keep the markets in positive territory on Friday. We'll just have to wait and see. But I'm not so sure. So, you know, December 7th, you know, really is only 2 weeks away on Friday, and you know, they're going to have to start talking about this debt. Government's only funded through the 7th, so. A lot of things can happen, and you know, as I mentioned earlier, Kudlow said no recession coming. You know, Goldman Sachs said boost cash, but yet I was reading an article on, I think it was J.P. Morgan, who says you don't want to hold cash. Why hold cash? The only cash you want is gold. If you hold that paper cash, you're just going to lose to inflation. So you know, it's okay to have some cash. But I wouldn't be, you know, getting rid of my paper stocks and putting it into fiat dollars and holding that. And we did have $1 trillion wiped off the tech sector. So, and all gains for the year, stock gains erased for the year. So you're right back where we were a year ago. So are you better off today than you were a year ago?
Good question.
Butch?
Okay, yeah, I'll cover a couple things in. That's the first time I ever heard you even go towards predicting something could happen. That's the first time I remember you ever doing that in all the years I've known you. So now you got me really watching the market this Friday.
Really okay.
Do. We'll see what happens. And I like to say, I hope you hit right on the head. Part of me likes to say that. Another part says, hope you're wrong. But only time will tell, right?
Well, like I said, it is Friday, and you're right. They need Friday to be a big day, or at least the pretense of a big day. So they might be able to hold it out, but I don't know. We have a big cold. We have that temperatures are going to be 25 degrees.
That was my next topic. That's the next topic. You're right on the money already.
Continue.
All right. Well, you know, you probably read this. A NASA scientist has said, we're going to go into the coldest next few months, probably, maybe ever, because the sun has not been producing sunspots. It's been a cold sun, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And it's going to affect us, and it already is affecting us. Texas had record lows. They had the earliest snowfall in history in some parts of Texas. The Northeast this weekend, space is going to be hammered with really cold temperatures. We're in the 40s here. It's not drastically cold here, obviously. But it's hitting some areas really desperately, taking the temperatures down. Particularly like 15, 25 degrees below average for this time of year. But NASA scientists are saying we are going to have a record cold this winter, all winter long. As a matter of fact, I haven't got the recent copy, but last year's almanac said this will be a really cold wet winter, which means cold, wet rain some places, snow in others. But we will see. And global warming doesn't seem to be making it yet in most areas. I don't understand. I was looking forward to planting palm trees here in my place in West Virginia, but it ain't going to happen this year.
Okay? Not this year.
Not this Aww. Year. Aww. Different topic, though, I think it's interesting. The Homeland Security claims that in the caravan that's now right near the border and on the border, they've already identified at least 500 criminals out of 3,000 so that's there. At least 500 they've identified being criminals. Now, that's quite a bit. And in the last 12 hours,
well,
they captured... Go ahead.
My question, if they identified 500 criminals, did they pull them out?
If they're
identified...
No, they're not going to do that.
Well, if they're identified, they have to know who they are.
Well, they have to know who they are, but I don't think how they go. They have to cross the border to become legal for us to arrest here. So I don't know. That's a good question though. But they have arrested in the last 12 hours six Bangladesh citizens are coming across the border. It's not just Mexicans and South Americans, Melody. It's also other nationalities coming across the border. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
And these these Muslims coming across and everyone else coming across the border that Trump swore he's going to shut down with military force if he had to. But the Tijuana citizens don't like these people. I mean, they're very upset with them. They're protesting against them. They're throwing coffee in their face. They're sucker punching them. They're threatening them. They're throwing sticks and stones at them. And, of course, the migrants are not really saints, obviously. I mean, they've been arrested for what they've done in the streets in Tijuana. They've caused lots of problems, they're just causing a lot of problems as far as breaking the laws in Tijuana, and they shouldn't be doing that, obviously, but the people don't want them there. They're telling them to go back home. Now, this is interesting. For how many years has Mexico been sending people across our borders and telling us we should take them? Now, all of a sudden, Mexicans are telling them to go back to their countries. What happened here? You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. There are people who came to this country that became part of this country, and they understand what happens. It puts pressure on their jobs, puts pressure on their wages. They end up paying more taxes because it's costly to the United States.
Well, and when it comes back down to it then, the bottom line is it affects them financially, right?
Yes, it does.
It does us also. So when all these countries say, well, take them, how about you taking them? Since when do we become caretakers of the world for people that are coming across illegally? I said illegally. They come across legally, do it the way they should, welcome. But to barge in and say, I'm coming, then you have a president who's absolutely a turncoat who swears he's going to stop him. He hasn't done a cop-banging thing to stop him since he's been there. Ain't not going to stop this one either. You mark my words, Melody, they'll be coming across the border. They already are coming across the border. A lot of them not getting stopped either. It just isn't going to happen. Matter of fact, the citizens of this country, the ones on the border, would stop them themselves if they weren't breaking the laws to do it. They're protecting their homes, literally protecting their homes. They have every right to protect their home, do they not?
Well, it's again, all they have to do, what they just need to do is enforce the laws that they have on the books.
But that is, it's like with the gun control laws. They just enforce the ones they have, don't need anymore.
Enforce the laws that are on the books.
But the people on the border and the southern states are trying to protect their own homes. And if they went down there and armed themselves to defend them against the border, they'd probably be arrested.
I mean, we did see a big drop in illegals coming across the border after Trump came into office.
It's coming back again. I mean, there are 3,000 right there in Tijuana right now.
And if they're coming for asylum, they process them, vet them, and if they don't pass, then send them back.
Send them home.
How hard is that?
Now, here's a scary headline. You ready for this one?
Yes.
Partisan or dealmaker? Maxine Waters rises as banking industry's overseer. Is that scary? California lawmaker, critic of big banks, and President Trump says she's ready to compromise as financial services chairman. I mean, she's got to be one of the dumbest women alive.
Now, let's not call her dumb. Call her dumb.
Well, okay, we'll call her stupid.
No, we can't call her dumb or stupid.
What do we
call her?
Can't call
her names, because then we're just like they are.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, well, if you say so. This woman is absolutely, let's say that she's not the brightest bulb in the house, okay? But now she's going to be the head on the financial service chairman. I mean, come on. That is scary, Melody.
It certainly is. The reason that woman scares me is her behavior.
Well, that's the whole point. Absolutely.
What concerns me, and it doesn't have anything, you know, I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with her mental power, but just maybe the lack thereof. But, you know, as president Trump,
you'd be a good diplomat. You know that? You'd be a good diplomat. Go ahead.
You know, has a low IQ, as President Trump says. But anyway, but it's her behavior that's frightening.
Well, her insanity. That's part of
that
it.
The things that is released out of her mouth.
It just doesn't seem
normal behavior. But that's the world we live in today. All of the behavior on both sides is not normal.
It isn't
normal in today's world.
We're not normal. Well, I think most people listening to us realize we're just a little bit shy too. But anyway, back to a couple of issues here. You already know this. GE was once America's most valuable company. You know that.
Yes.
And its stock has fallen single digits over the last few months. GE was considered America's most fiber company, Melody, and it's on the verge of not being there any longer. How's that for something that's remarkable to see? I mean, their price are starting to look like junk status in the market. That is really kind of scary, is it not?
It is.
I mean, General Electric was huge. And even on another note, this might break Todd's heart, I don't know, but Victoria's Secret is maybe collapsing. No
Aww.
Comment, huh?
Aww.
Well, anyway, but seriously, Victoria's Secret says that they're not working, the garments aren't selling, the laundry empire risks collapse. I'm just sharing this. I'm not making it up. I mean, when it comes down, if you can't sell those items, the nation is in bad shape financially, because people generally buy those anyway, right?
Well, you do. You normally have to have undies and so forth. But the thing of it, it's so they're so expensive.
Oh, they are
for
expensive.
What?
Yeah,
you know, they're for expensive. A couple of inches of material.
Yep,
of course, they have expensive. Other things. They do have nightgowns. They do have house robes, and they do have a clothing line and everything like that. It's just not your underduds that you know for women and so forth that you know there. But are they going to? I wonder if they're going to have. And I mean, they just got nuts too. Remember those stupid modeling things they used to have on TV? They come out in these big stupid wings, pretending to be like angel wings or something like that, and it's just like, I don't know, the world is nuts.
You're not going to believe this. I didn't see that, but I'm sure you're right.
You didn't see that.
I didn't see that.
I'll set,
Marshall, let me watch it.
And that's how you stay married for 47 years.
That's how
years.
I stay married for so long, exactly. And one more topic before we run out of time here. This is really, really, really scary and sad. Democratic Socialist Ocasio-Cortez couldn't name the three branches of government. Now, you know, she's the youngest woman to be elected to Congress ever. And the only one I can say that is more insane than she is the ones who elected her. That's all I can say. If you need more evidence that Democratic Socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who at 29, the youngest woman ever elected to Congress, isn't ready for prime time, here it is. During a conference call with prospective far-left candidates over the weekend, Ocasio-Cortez advised her comrades that the time for a revolution is at hand. We need to work our butts off to make sure that we take back all the three chambers of Congress, rather all three chambers of the government, the presidency, the Senate, and the House in 2020. We can't start working in 2020. She said we won't take back all three chambers of the Congress. Then she said, rather the chambers of the government, presidency, Senate, and House. Melody, we are in trouble. She's going to be going to D.C. here pretty soon.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe there is a bright side to that.
Okay, tell me what I did, please.
Well, I'm trying to think of one real quick. I'm trying to think of one real quick.
Oh,
maybe because
my goodness.
Of that thought process, it will prevent things from being completed. So therefore, at least we don't get any worse. We'll at least stay the same for a while.
Well, that could be. Before we run out of time, I want to say this sincerely to you and everybody out there. Enjoy Thanksgiving.
Even though
we messed up so bad, we have a lot to be thankful for. We have food in our stomachs, clothes in our back, and a place to sleep, and loved ones. We have everything in the world, actually. But I just want everybody to remember to thank our Father in Heaven, our Savior, for their goodness toward us, no matter what. He's had mercy on us.
Thank you, Pastor Butch. And then the same to you. Happy Thanksgiving. And we'll tell the listeners tomorrow about their happy Thanksgiving wishes. So, but for those who don't listen tomorrow, thank you. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day.
See y'all later.
Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.